This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today, part four of a message we began on Monday entitled United on Purpose from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Yesterday, we ended the program with this point that every believer has a gift from God in order to do something for the Lord. God gifts us so that we can do something for Him and for the body of believers. We pick it up with the next point right after that. God bless you as you listen.
Let's bring up the second one. We are unified to be diversified. I love that. It's not just a play on words, it's true. We are unified to be diversified. We're brought together as a body, but we have different gifts and different abilities and different enablements that God gives to people. I'm still mystified and impressed when I read history of what happened with this country from 1941 to 1945, when literally several million people came together in unity, but different groups and different abilities, different units and different capacities, but they were all unified. Because there was one purpose that brought people together. And I don't think this country probably has seen that since World War II, that to that measure, to that degree. And we are unified to be diversified, to share our gifts with other people. Let's bring up the third one. The goal of unity is not perfection, but it's maturity. We're to grow up into the body of Christ and to attain maturity, not perfection, as we grow up as parts of the body of Christ. When we ministered in Columbus years ago, I was familiar with a church that I'd heard of in Akron, Ohio, called the Church on the Way. It was a church that literally was across the street from the entrance to the University of Akron. I don't know too many people from here, perhaps, that have been to Akron, but maybe you have. And David Burnham was the minister of that church. I heard David speak at his church right across the street from the University of Akron. And he told a story about a 12-year-old boy in their church that was on a little league team. His name was Kirk. Kirk never missed a game on his little league baseball team. He didn't get to play much, though, because of his small size and his lack of coordination. The coach never let him play more than the required 2 innings a game. The rule was in the league, you got a boy on your team, he's got to play 2 innings minimum. You don't have to play him after that, but 2 innings. So Kirk would always get to play his 2 innings. And even with Kirk on the team won many games and qualified for the playoffs. This is hard for me to believe that a coach would actually do this, but David Burnham said this is what happened. After the last practice before the big game, the playoff game, the coach pulled Kirk aside and said, "Kirk, you don't need to show up on Saturday. It would be better for the team if you aren't here. Would be better for the team if you're not here." Can you believe that? A dejected 12-year-old boy left the field that day in tears with the words of the coach still ringing in his ears. "You're not needed. You're not needed for the playoff game on Saturday. It would be better for the team if you would stay home." I'm thankful that Jesus Christ, the head of the church, will never and has never said that to anyone who's a part of this body. The Lord will never say that to you. It'd be better for you to stay at home. The Lord says, "I've given you a gift. I've given you a measure of my grace. I've given you some gifts that only you have to bless other people." And you see, you're a part of the body of Christ, and I want you to do things not because you're a church member, not because you're a good citizen or a good neighbor, but because you belong to me. And as my servant, you'll be a blessing to other people as I empower you to do.
Well, I want you to make every effort to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know, I hope, that our website is crosshope.org to listen to this program or any other. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.